I can tell you about the problem in the world. Majority of the people, most, 99.9% of human race, believing they are not powerful. That's the reason why they struggle in life. And misunderstanding about power, they think, okay, you know, nuclear weapon, people got money, and people in power position, they're powerful. No. It is what is power is in life itself. But then the consciousness is only based on perception of the body and your literal individual mind. That is being termed illusion, because no such thing exists. But then at the same time, you automatically think yourself as small. So the smallness also represents, okay, you are disempowered. So not so many people powerful. And then some people do not powerful, they have pride and, you know, they're pseudo-confident, they think it's power. That's not power at all. That's a struggle, that's weakness. True power, that is reason why it's a painstakingly we have to open up our mind and open up the consciousness. What happened then when you open up the consciousness, automatically, okay, you know, the life force from the entire universe come to you via your energetic system. And then because of that, you got more energy come through your energetic system in your physical body because you still have to use your brain. You're starting to notice, okay, there's a bigger you involved, more empowered, more brighter you involved, including your physical existence. The whole idea is when you got more energy, you got more consciousness. It's very important to understand. And then within your physical body, so there's a lot of energetic system you also have to understand. So ancient work, we have meridian, Chinese meridian, as well as your Indian chakra system. And then I add on, okay, you have a star. And then every time you open up, okay, there's a load of nadis, but then we concentrate on 30 threads of nadis, okay, channel go through your body. And then, you know, there's a tremendous amount of connection to your star right down to your base. Connected with multidimensional universe. As you become quiet, within this inner, okay, connection, energetic connection, you become stilled as the mind, as your individual consciousness. The strange things happen. You notice you have love and compassion. Only then enable you connect with the other human being or other soul. Anything less than that level, you don't know each other. And thus, we become strangers. And that's a major problem in humankind. The mind wrongly believe I am alone and I am lonely. And then I only know myself, I don't know you. But this alignment alone is automatically you notice, okay, your truth. Or you feel some compassion and some truth in you. And then you're starting to expand your consciousness. There's a starting point to transcend the intellectual, dualistic, linear mindset. The starting point. Without that, got no chance to transcend your mind. Your mind dominates your life. Sitting quietly is not only sitting quietly. Sitting quietly is connect. And then automatically you notice you are not your mind. It takes some doing. That is a discipline. Some of you practice well, automatically, okay, especially in the group work. And then you notice, okay, the chi permeating your physical body. So you are safe. If not, your physical body will struggle. So you will notice your physical body struggle by tensing it itself up. So every human being, they tense their body up. But now you got the chi permeate your whole body. Your body do not tense up. And thus, free your mind from your physical consciousness. And then you also learn to withdraw your senses from outside. Reach your tongue. Connect with your breath. That further quiet the mind. You need focus though. Not too tense, not too loose. Perfect. And all this work takes some effort and motivation. Fear of survival disappear. The struggle disappear. Now, something very interesting happened. The body feel at ease. A conscious awareness noticed that. And possibly because you're conscious about this, you feel safe. That's peace. Again, to experience peace down on earth is priceless. From a normal, chaotic, struggling human existence, momentarily you experience that peace. Peace also means no need to struggle. For more experienced students, not only peace, there's opening, sense of brightness. The sense of protection is so deep and so profound. is beyond that sensation we call peace. I call it abiding comfort. Live life without fear, and also live life without continuation of thinkingness. Literally, for the consciousness, the mind drives you crazy. Momentarily, time out from your thought is blissful. When you got this, the body feels safe, and the body do not need to struggle. Layer by layer, energetic level, the brightness. Brightness means more life-supporting energy. Go beyond the sensation of the body. You get in touch with your energetic body, and you're holding this brightness. This brightness becomes potent, and you feel empowered. Empowerment, the experience is self-assured. When you've been empowered, you don't need to go out to control the others and manipulate the others and try to get the power from the others. Struggle, you get struggle, thus creating conflict. Here's quite different. Empowerment in here, there's no struggle. Peace and empowerment go hand in hand together. Most humankind drown into their painful emotion. Intellectual mind justify the painful emotion. Most people utilize tremendous amount of their own energy to suppress the emotion because they are afraid of them. Understand, you are not your mind. You are the consciousness. You notice of them. You breathe through them. You allow them to move without suppression. The beauty, after you allow the emotion to be released, the real life supporting force, we call the internal chi, starting to permeate. That is one of our beauty of our infinite qigong exercise. We learn and practice standing like a tree. And now through the practice, you notice you can hold the qi with your arms. When you can do this, emotional state being steady, not through suppression, but steady, harmony coming. All the lower vibrational emotional state being harmonized does subside. The secret, the capacity to hold the qi abundance. Day in, day out, we identify ourselves as so-and-so. That is called attachment to the false identity. Mountaintop represents non-attachment. That means mountaintop starts to loosening up the me, the my, and mine. When you're loosening up about this little me, especially labeling, my car, my husband, my work, my money, is all become so-called attachment. This attachment, if you examine, is trapping your consciousness. Trapping consciousness also means trapping the energy. Mountaintop, citified, you set yourself free. The air, the wind, the fresh air, the raindrops, the sunbeams, the clouds movement, the movement of the ocean and the river, the heat inside the earth, the liveness of the whole planet earth, pulsation, just like the heartbeat, is natural, and you're part of it. And this identification is more harmonious, more accurate to describe your existence. Even you learn to hold the golden sun. Again, it's a mind training, and energy training together. And you start to radiate the brightness. Deeper healing work happens. While we're all doing it, so you become a higher vibrational state with brightness. If you like, after a while, you become radiant. And more you experience the more aliveness and devotional. Devotion means dedicate oneself to love. Life, the word love and life are synonymous, by the way. Life is love, is never destroy itself. And love is life. So thus, the more you experience love, the more you're in life. That means more alive. The more you're alive, the more you love. In contrast, you don't experience a lot of life, you cannot love so much. And thus, okay, we need somebody, seemingly, okay, nice to have somebody outside me to love me, so I can feel more alive. The more you feel alive, the more you love. So however, so you notice something quite significant. You're alive. This aliveness is in life or in the entire cosmos and universe. Life itself got its own intelligence. Your higher mind, deeper mind, automatically notice when you, especially when you got a connection, You're being supported, uplifted, if you like, being loved by life. The entire life and universe is still a mystery for a lot of spiritual practitioners. But eventually, one layer after the other layer, it will simply unfold. And you will have deeper, direct experience understanding about life. It's there all the time for you to explore and to connect. But within our limitation of human mind, as well as the limitation of the point of consciousness, we really do not know life anymore. That's a limitation and gradually can be expanded. I already told you, live well down on earth is easy. It's easy if you rise above it. It's hard when you're in it. That means your conscious low and feeling trapped in it. Told you many times, okay, the first complaint is always money. It's corresponding with livelihood. That's one. The mind emergent in a lower level than the mindset. Imagine I haven't got enough, that means money, to survive and do what I want to do. There's a major complaint tonight. Money is major complaint. In the higher state, there's no complaint. Only when you're coming back into the human consciousness and then you notice you're complaining about the money, afraid of it. The fear is a blockage for the life force to come through. But then the money and the life force, they are the same things. So when you're in love, the life force support life, plenty. When you're lower vibration, thinking, especially with fear, there's no life force to support. Fear associated with your mind having got enough money. So identify these two phenomena and compare which one you want. Very obvious. So thus, you need to discipline yourself in a higher state. In a higher state, automatically cut through the lower. And then while you cut through the lower, you're still not consciously creating your happy dream. So while you still have to operate down on earth, that means you have to have a body. However, when you come down with the body, you don't feel safe. It's much better you permeate your body and the body mind with love and brightness. And then extend this love and brightness into your worldly endeavor. Now, because the world is a fear base, including your mind, so this is a very skill, and you have to do it on a very regular basis, or fear continues to take over. This is a very important for you. Live life in fear. You can be sure that you believing life cannot support you. Live life in love. You not worry about livelihood. And livelihood is automatic. While you still seemingly have to work, thus you extend this brightness. This brightness is called life and love into your whatever you do, whatever you think. One day you master this art, you will live very, very well down on earth. This is a practicality, very important one. Live life in fear, live life in misery, live life being unhappy and feel insecure is hell. Live life in happiness, feeling safety, worth, purposeful, brightness, joyfulness, this is heaven. And the quality of your life while you're down here for a while depends on how much this love vibration and brightness you can accumulate and expand. Just like standing like a tree, hold the chi, hold the light in this higher level of consciousness and brightness. Life is not a struggle. The manifestation and the creation is easy. In lower vibrational state, life is a struggle. The secret of success is how do you feel now? Beside all the usual lower vibration of resentment, grievances, the opposite, the highest state is called gratitude. It's not a word. Feel it. The mind have to be well trained. And it is the mindset, breathing mindset. Anything else is disastrous. Life is a gift. Everything else is the mind's imagination. Life is disaster. Not enough. Nobody loved me. It dragged the whole humankind down. It's a gift. It's a precious. It gives you everything. All the tools you need to create your own reality. So thus, prayer first. Prayer is a desire from the heart. It's a heart intention. And then put extend this love, energy, life, brightness into your prayer, as you already have received. Done deal. The final phase is thank you state. A lot of people don't know how to manifest the beauty of their life, whatever reason. And it is the formula. When you got it, no room for fear, insecurity. That's how powerful it is. As you already have received. And which is true. This is very much like the faith can move mountain. The brightness extends through the ether and transform everything on its path. That means lift the vibration and consciousness. Lift people out of fear and darkness in their conscious existence. It's not a wishful thinking. It's real. I told you, okay, the ego self very prideful. So it needs radical humility. Pride is a weakness, by the way. But then it takes tremendous amounts of practice to enable you shift. But then the bad habit is, you know, you are the old self. You respond to people. You talk the language thinking about you're the old self. The bad habit is reinforcing every single moment, every single day. Everybody you meet, they reinforce the image you give to them. You even said, I'm really feeling bad, okay, you know, so nobody talk to me. Something like this. You talk rubbish, at the same time you reinforce the old self you hate. And then you're inviting people, okay, to talk to you like this way. Fascinating to observe. Reinforce it every single minute. You make sure people see you're so inconfident. You're so not in love, you're not happy, and then you reinforce it. The other person respond to you as such. You reinforce your old self. You hate it, by the way. But having said that, okay, if happiness is your goal, you can't be your old self. It's very difficult to transcend it. Thus, the spiritual practice have to have the consistency. So quite often, so to start with, you're this person, do meditation. Day in, day out, do meditation. You're still your old self, though, okay? You just momentarily get some light and a little bit of peace and a little bit of flower beauty and stuff. And then you feel good. And then you're coming back to your old self. And then you have some nice experiences. It's all usually fading away. That's how you experience to start with. And then you painstakingly hope for the best. You're still very fearful, by the way. And then even not so nice is, you know, you don't do meditation for a few days, you can't do it anymore. The old self vibration is too gross. You cannot rise it. Just a few days' time. And then, you know, months of meditation disappear. It won't wipe it away, but it takes, you know, it have to redo the momentum. They're fading away. They say, oh, I don't do Tai Chi, I don't do infinite Tai Chi now, so do busy, I'm on holiday, it's Christmas coming, okay? And then after a few days, you haven't got the momentum. And then energy drop. And then, you know, the nice feeling become memory. Oh, I have some nice feeling, I've done meditation before. But, you know, I don't feel it now. You dip your hand into the treasure, full of diamond and treasure. And then you pull your hand out, okay, you leave all the treasure in the pocket or over there. I say, if you deeply in your meditation, make sure you get some diamond with you. And then even better, the meditation eventually have consistency. When you have the dealing with the worldly things, you still hold the light inside your consciousness. And then, you know, in practicality, it takes some consistency, practice enables you to do this. So before you can do this, you have to have time out from your ordinary life and then, okay, get used to it. When you get used to it and you know momentarily, okay, in a deep meditative state, you know you're the pure consciousness. Jason Chan do not do meditation. That's a different, okay, to start with, Jason Chan do meditation. Eventually, you know you're the pure consciousness. Is that awareness, okay, do meditation. You said, why the pure consciousness do meditation? Very simple. We call meditation is not really a meditation eventually. Eventually, your connection within what there is, all there is, that's you. And because of that, you transform the Jason Chan person and the mind. So you, as that who are, will you, okay, operating through this person, down on earth. Don't lose it.